This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 33.
В эфире 33-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы продолжим беседу о времени проведения различных мероприятий. Вы научитесь видеть разницу между временем вообще или приблизительным временем «after dinner», «in summer», «tonight» и обстоятельствами точного времени «at 6 o'clock», «at 9:30» и так далее. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Change.
Изменение, перемена.
To change.
Изменять.
Demonstration.
Демонстрация.
Ocean.
Океан.
Place. Places.
Место, места.
Pollution.
Загрязнение.
Weekend.
Конец недели. Weekend.
Environmental.
Относящийся к окружающей среде.
Noisy.
Шумный.
At 11 o'clock.
В 11 часов.
At 11:15.
В 11:15. Мартин Лернер на работе. Он беседует со своими коллегами о том, чем они занимаются, и о времени, когда это происходит. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Hello, Martin. Did you finish your story?
Yes, I did. I worked on Saturday.
When did you finish?
I finished in the evening.
Hello, Kara, Martin.
Hi, Waleed.
Good morning, Waleed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Did you have a nice weekend?
Wonderful.
I worked.
Did you work at the office?
No, I worked at home. I finished a story.
I can't work on the weekend. The children are very noisy.
I don't like to work on weekends.
Martin, when are you going to Pittsburgh?
On Tuesday.
Are you working on a story?
Yes, I'm writing a story about Pittsburgh.
Didn't you write a story about Pittsburgh last year?
Yes, I did. I wrote a story 3 years ago, too. I visit Pittsburgh often. Sometimes I write a story. I want to see the changes.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I wrote a story 10 years ago, too.
Pardon?
10 years ago.
When did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I went with my father to a baseball game.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you going this week, Martin?
Pittsburgh.
When are you going?
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm going to work now. There's a meeting this morning.
When is the meeting?
It's at 11:45.
11:45? When is our meeting, Martin?
Our meeting is at 11:45.
Can we change our meeting?
Of course. What time do you want to meet?
Can we meet at 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can. Do you want to meet in your office?
Can we meet in your office?
When are we going to finish?
Before the other meeting.
Послушайте обстоятельства точного времени.
At 7 o'clock.
At 11:45.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 10:30.
Послушайте выражения, указывающие на приблизительное время.
On Saturday, in the evening.
On the weekend.
On Tuesday.
Last year.
3 years ago, 10 years ago, in 1975.
Before the other meeting.
Давайте поупражняемся. Повторяйте, пожалуйста, за Полом и Барбарой выражения, указывающие на приблизительное время.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
The day before yesterday. The day before yesterday.
Last Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Next week. Next week.
After the meeting. After the meeting.
In the evening. In the evening.
5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Before dinner. Before dinner.
In the morning. In the morning.
In 1993. In 1993.
In 1980. In 1980.
In summer. In summer.
After 6 o'clock. After 6 o'clock.
Tonight. Tonight.
In the afternoon. In the afternoon.
Next day. Next day.
On the weekend. On the weekend.
1. Теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, употребляя обстоятельства приблизительного времени.
When did you go to a movie?
Отвечайте поскорее. Last week, yesterday.
When did you see your family?
Живее. I saw my family on the weekend.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study in the evening.
When are you going to shop?
Tomorrow, или next week. Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока мы продолжим беседу о том, чем занимаемся, с указанием приблизительного времени, когда это происходит. Мартин Лернер на работе беседует со своими сотрудниками о том, чем они занимаются.
Кара, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
We had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago. We visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution in the ocean?
Yes, we did. We saw pollution in some places.
We saw pollution in the river, too.
When?
Last week. Last month. Last year. We want to write about pollution.
Существует множество выражений, указывающих на приблизительное время или на определенные периоды времени. Послушайте обстоятельства приблизительного времени, относящиеся к прошлому.
Many years ago. 20 years ago.
A few weeks ago.
Last week. Last month. Last year.
Теперь послушайте обстоятельства приблизительного времени, относящиеся к будущему.
Next month.
In a few minutes.
In about 3 weeks.
Next week.
А вот обстоятельства неопределенного времени, которые могут относиться как к прошлому, так и к будущему.
For 3 years.
On Wednesday. In the summer.
Давайте потренируемся. Заполняйте паузы и повторяйте вслед за Полом и Барбарой.
When are you going to watch the soccer game? When are you going to watch the soccer game?
I'm going to watch the game in the evening. I'm going to watch the game in the evening. And when are you going to have your lunch? And when are you going to have your lunch?
In the afternoon. In the afternoon. When are you going to study English? When are you going to study English?
I'm going to do it on Sunday. I'm going to do it on Sunday.
When did you have your vacation? When did you have your vacation?
I had my vacation in the winter. I had my vacation in the winter. What about you? When did you have your vacation? When did you have your vacation?
I had my vacation last summer. I had my vacation last summer.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина, употребляя выражение приблизительного времени.
When are you going to see your family?
Отвечайте. I'm going to see my family next week.
When are you going to study English?
I'm going to study English. И укажите время, например, on Sunday.
When did you visit your family?
I visited my family. И укажите время.
When did you eat?
Например, I ate in the afternoon. Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительные. Изменение, перемена.
Change. Change.
Демонстрация.
Demonstration. Demonstration.
Океан.
Ocean. Ocean.
Места.
Places. Places.
Загрязнение.
Pollution. Pollution.
Weekend. Конец недели.
Weekend. Weekend.
Прилагательное, относящееся к среде обитания, к окружающей среде.
Environmental. Environmental.
Шумный.
Noisy. Noisy.
Глагол изменять.
Change. Change.
Выражение времени в 9 часов.
At 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock.
В 9:15.
At 9:15. At 9:15.